Brett Mack, good morning.
G'day, PT. Good morning.
Beautiful sunrise.
Yeah, look at that. Very pretty.
I took a couple of shots. I'll see which is the better and do a little bit of editing and touching up and whack it up on the Facebook page. But if you're a fan of sunrises, get your camera out.
Yeah, Mother Nature turning
take
it on
a
this
snap.
Morning.
The old iPhone 13, let me tell you, you don't need to go past that for taking photos.
I saw someone using a camera the other day, almost fell over. It's like, what is that thing?
What's that? What's that? I know our big show mate, Craig, loves to get his Nikon out and he heads up to the lake.
Oh, yeah.
He's taken some wonderful sunset photos and some great snaps of the swans up there on the lake. Does very well with the old Nikon. I myself prefer the Canon. I have the Mark II, the 7 Mark II. Hasn't been out of the case since I've had my 13 for a while. Anyone want to buy a used Canon? Got a massive lens as well to go with it.
Yours would still actually have film in it, wouldn't it? It'd be so old.
Thank you very much. Have you ever lost something that gave you that sinking feeling? Did you ever find it again, Brett Mack? This is our Facebook feature that we're referring to, by the way.
I remember leaving my credit card in a shop once and then having no idea which shop it was. It was a happy ending. I can't really recall the story that well. But yeah, that feeling when that little bit of plastic has gone missing out of your wallet.
And you think someone's picked it up and they start using it.
Yeah, not a good one. Not good.
I lost my lunch once upon a time. Turned out to be gastro. Because there's nothing worse than kneeling at the toilet and praying to whomever. Don't let it be gastro. Don't let it be gastro. Worst 24 hours of my life.
Nasty.
I was either kneeling or sitting. It was not good. Top five strange things that have been lost by people. At number five, an actual human skull.
Ooh.
At number four, a wedding dress and shoes the day of the wedding.
Not good.
Number three, a missile guidance system.
Right.
How do you lose a missile guidance system?
Sounds like something out of Mission Impossible or
number
something.
Number two, a 5.8 carat diamond ring.
Ooh.
And the number one thing that's gone missing, where strange things are concerned, an already engraved headstone.
Right.
Kid you not.
What's someone going to do with that? It's got someone else's name on it.
Well, it's just gone missing. It hasn't been stolen. We're only talking about things that have gone missing.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we've got a few people who have offered up some things on Facebook this morning. Anne says, I once lost a sewing machine. Come on now.
That's a big lump of machinery to lose.
It was a gift from my late mother. I was certain it had been stolen when we had some other items go missing. Filed the police report, nada. Got nothing. Anyway, they had to move house, and she looked in a box that she hadn't opened for 6 years. Voila! Sewing machine.
There it was.
There it was.
Sorry, everyone.
Took 6 years, but the case of this missing sewing machine has been solved.
That's what we like, a happy ending.
Yes, we do like a happy ending. Ange also asks that if anyone knows where that gazebo, the tools, spotlights and sunglasses ended up, please let her know. They're still looking for the stolen item.
Your sunnies are normally on your head, aren't they?
Normally. Yeah. I've done that before. Yeah. Oh, that's there. There they are.
Yeah, that's
no,
them.
I haven't lost my sunglasses at all.